This is the calm before the storm, before the surge. And when it comes, and it will come, never will so many ask so much of so few. We'll do all that we can to support them.
COVID-19 officially arrived on our shores on Thursday, February the 27th, 2020. As the case count began to rise, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar announced on the 12th of March the beginning of the restrictions in this country. While weeks have passed, we have adapted to a new normality, adhering to strict new guidelines in an effort to suppress the virus. But the effects of these new restrictions have not been the same on everyone. This 10-part series looks at the effect that COVID-19 has had on people with disabilities in our community and on their carers. These are their stories. David Maddox has reflex sympathetic dystrophy and is cared for by his wife, Liz. He describes what it was like when he first heard about COVID-19.
I was familiar with the pandemic of 19, the flu, the Spanish flu of 1918, because I had just read a book about it, funny enough. And yeah, I just thought to myself, you know, my God, this is happening again, you know. And then in March of 2019, I came down with double pneumonia. And then again in January of 2020, I had another really bad chest infection, wound up down in A&E. And I've been in isolation since January, so it's affected me probably in ways that, you know, you just have to change your lifestyle. I've been locked down now, since January of this year, because the GP told me that I needed to, you know, for my own safety and my own health, that I needed to stay in isolation during the winter time. And then when COVID came along, I was already, you know, in isolation and cocooning. I'd already been in that situation. But I think what worries me the most is my wife. She's also my carer, because the situation that I'm in, with severe chronic pain and muscle spasms all the time, she's my carer, and she has to go out and do everything. I think I worry more about her having to go out and be out in the general public and do most of the running around and everything, rather than worry about myself. Other than that, I just take it day by day, like I always have with my disability. One of those things to me, you know. For me, it's not really that much different than the way I have to live anyway with my disability, because I'm in severe chronic pain, and the more I do, the more pain I get into. So I have to, you know, stay pretty close to home as it is anyway. So myself being in isolation, it hasn't been really that difficult. I do a lot of reading. I like to read, so that's one thing that helps me get by. I don't know what I would do without my wife as my carer. I don't know how people out there are getting by that don't have a carer, that are in my shape or ill. It must be terrible, because I don't know, if I didn't have my wife, now my situation would be completely different.
David and his wife Liz set up Castle Martyr Family Carers and Disability Group as a means of support for those in their community.
I have a Facebook page. My wife and I started a support group here in Castle Martyr some 5 years ago. And we meet at the old school hall on the McGeevy Road, where we were meeting until COVID kind of stopped those meetings. We were meeting once a month, the first Thursday of every month. And I guess we have about 25, maybe 30 members that are, you know, members that are there all the time, every meeting. But we've been able to do a lot in the village through the group, just by the lobbying that we've done. So that keeps me busy as well. My wife and I do a lot of stuff with that group. I'm the secretary, I guess you could say. She does a lot of the running and stuff for that. But you know, I just go through the Facebook page and try to put up information for people with disabilities and carers. And we have an exercise program on twice a day. We have music several times a week. We have the local mass from Castle Martyr every day, and then on Sunday. We help get some food out from La Tortoria restaurant in Middleton. They helped us. They cooked food. Cork County Council guys that weren't working delivered the food to Liz and I, and Liz and I passed it around Castle Martyr, you know, in this area. Now that stopped, and now because that stopped, we were able to get the Meals on Wheels to come in from y'all. We'd never had Meals on Wheels in Castle Martyr before this, so that's been something that's been a positive thing that's happened from the COVID virus. Also, we've come across the Red Cross ambulance as transportation to and from the hospital due to the COVID virus, which is a good thing, and I'm hoping they'll be able to continue that, you know, for people that need trips to and from the hospital that don't have any transportation after everything kind of calms down.
I asked David what he felt about the availability of services during COVID-19.
I think they're better than what they were. Like the one example that about the Red Cross ambulance, that's good. I have to go every 6 weeks or so. I have a pump implanted in my body. I have a catheter that goes to my spine that delivers pain medication, and I have to have that refilled every 6 weeks. And since we've had this, the virus, they've been taking us down in the Red Cross van just to make it, you know, try to keep it a little more safe, you know. Whereas before, we might get a ride with somebody else, and then you're in close quarters in the car, whereas in the ambulance, you know, you have the whole van and the people that are driving. You stay up front and you just sit there in the back on your own. I've never really had too much problem with the services.
David shares his thoughts on how he feels we have handled COVID-19.
Bit slow on the uptake considering what was going on in Italy, but as far as things go, I don't really know that they could have done any better, because I don't think we know enough about this virus yet. I don't think it's peaked out yet. I'm hoping it has, but you know, after seeing what's happened in America when the people started going back out, it's a worry. But what worries me as much as the virus itself is what's going to happen to the economy. you know, that's going to be a, that's going to be the next major player in this whole thing. Because if we can't get back out to work and can't start paying taxes and getting the economy going, then we're in serious trouble.
David is unsure as to when he will be able to come out of isolation.
Like I said, I don't think they know exactly how to approach it. In my situation, my immune system is very low, so I have to be very careful in that regard, so I don't think they know exactly how they're going to handle me yet. They just started a process with the hospital at South Infirmary, where before I go get my next pump refill, and this is the first time this has ever happened, I'm going to have to be tested for the virus before I can go back up and have it filled. So a week or so before my appointment to get the refill done, I have to go up, get tested for the virus. They get in contact with me, and then I guess they decide whether they're going to refill it or not. But in my case, I'm really in rock, between a rock and a hard place, because if they don't refill my pump, then the pump itself will destroy it, you know. So I don't know what my doctor's going to do yet. I haven't really been told anything.
Both David and his wife and carer Liz explain how important a carer is.
Well, she's my lifeline. You know, if she got the virus, I don't know what I'd do, because I don't have any family here. I was born and raised in America. And as far as that goes, I'm not very capable. I guess I would have to try to get out and fend for myself as much as possible. But it'd be hard. It'd be very hard for me to do, you know. So she's very important to me, you know. The most important thing there is to me.
I think many family carers, we advocate and very strongly for our loved ones. And without being bolshy or pushy, most of the service providers, if you get onto them and say, look, can you help me? I'm in this situation and I need this, that, or the other. Most of them are very obliging and will do everything they can to help you. The same with any Cork County Council service is brilliant. With the Cork County Council helpline, it's 1800 805 819. Now, if anybody out there is listening and they need help delivering food, medication, or transport, you can ring that number. Anything that you're worried about, maybe maintenance at home, maybe you're worried about cutting your grass or something, please do call them. You might just want to talk to somebody. The alone services are on there. There's different helplines that they can refer you to in different areas. As for the Red Cross transport, that's another message I had on our Facebook page this morning. Would I please give the number out? And the Red Cross transport to the hospital is Paul, and his number is 08774 9994. So it's 08774 9994. And if you need a ride to the hospital at the moment, that's a safe way for you to go.
Don't worry about it every day. I try not to. The way I look at it is, you You know, you could go out tomorrow and get run over by a car or get run over by a bus. That's always been the way I've had to look at things. But if you don't have that kind of outlook, I think it could drive you crazy. But that's just my take on life, you know.
This is a Community Radio YAWL production made with the support of CCAT under Goal 1 of the CCAP 2020 programme.